Kiyodua, Kiyodua, that Shmiris Sinaim causes Kedusha, as we've been explaining until now. Shailus, where does it come from? How do we know when a person is Shema, his eyes, it causes Kedusha? So before Shem Chazal asked the famous Shaila, why is it that Achremos was placed? Achremos, we know, Kiyodua was talking about Yonim of Arayis. And Chazal asks, why is it that Achremos, which is talking about the parish of Arayis, is right close to parish of Kedoshim? Lom Nisimchu parish of Kedoshim, the parish of Arayis, Zoyfek Chazal. Answer Chazal is Yisoy Gogol, tremendous Yisoy for us in exactly what we're learning and what we're going to be Mamshech to learn, Beis Hashem. Chazal tell us like this, Kol Mokoy Sha'atu Moitzi Geder Erva Moitzi Kedusha. Any place where a person finds a Geder of Erva, he's automatically going to be finding Kedusha. So Mephoshim asked the Kasha, what means a Geder of Erva? So it means, although we're not talking about only the Erva itself, of any Geder that a person makes, any type of Shmira, any protection that a person puts on himself, any type of fence that a person builds, is automatically considered to be a geder, and mimeira that it causes immediate kedusha to bichal. It's a tremendous yisoid when we're dealing with inyanim of arayas. Any type of geder, and again we get this on the lashon of Chazal. Chazal will say when a person finds a geder of arayas, he'll automatically find kedusha. That's takap pshat where Achremos was placed next to kedushim. Where do we know this from? How do we know that if a person puts a geder on arayis, automatically kedusha comes in? So Chazal tell us, Lamaisa, we bring some raya from Shunamis. Shunamis, we know, I'm not going to go through the ganze story now, anybody that knows Nach, that Elisha came to Shunamis, and Shunamis turns to her husband, and she says, this guy Elisha is an ish elokim kodosh hu. What's the pshat? Why is he an ish elokim kodosh hu? So the Maaseh, she said, the pshat was that he never ever looked at her. And because he never looked at her, automatically that's Kedusha. So this we find is the biggest yisoid, that when a person is magder himself, when a person puts limitations on himself, and he shomer his eyes, in a way that we explained already last time, we already explained in detail from Shas, exactly where Makoyu is, how bad it is when a person looks at someone that he shouldn't be looking, what exactly happens. We're going to be mumshuk with that a little bit today, but for Iker today I want to go through some of the halachas. Is that right? The koyach of an eye is a tremendous koyach. Tremendous, tremendous koyach. We explained already yesterday that the eye and the heart are the legs of the body, that what keeps it going, to be very careful. But Kuponim, you see something even deeper than that. If we look clearly, it's amazing that the eye is a connection to whatever it sees. Anything that a person looks at, anything that a person sees, connects him to that item. This is why Chazal tell us that Niyuf, Lashon of Znus, doesn't only mean the Maiser itself, but it also means there's a Niyuf Be'inayim. A person could be Mezane with his eyes. Just like we know a person could do Znus Beguf physically, a person, Zuk Chazal, can do a Niyuf Be'inayim. With his eyes he can do a Maiser Znus. And therefore, as we explained already yesterday, that the Hanor that a person gets from the looking is way worse than the Hanor of the actual Maiser itself, and we explained this yesterday. Akoponim, I want to explain right now today, that when a person looks at a Dobar Asi, looks at a woman, he looks at a mockum of a woman that he shouldn't be looking at, he looks at a woman, could they together have Hanor? We'll explain together exactly what means this Taklus. But Akoponim, when he looks at that woman, he becomes connected to a certain level to that sight, to that woman that he saw. And a lot of people think when it comes to Shmiris Sinaim, no, Beseda, so I walked in the street today, no, I saw something I shouldn't have seen, I looked more than I should have looked, so that was already late, that was already gone, it's finished, now we're in the Beis Medrash, now we're learning, might not mean what happened over there. The Mais is Nishnazun. If a person is not masakin his eye, if a person is not masakin the Einayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that Re'iyah, that sight that he saw, never ever leaves him. And I'm going to explain. There's a famous Rav Nosson Adler. There's a Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. The Chassam Sofer brings this B'Shemes Rebbe. The Chassam Sofer brings Azar Gemara. The Gemara in the Avodah says like this. Famous Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. that when a person l'aleinu is sick, mamash chayla, terrible chayla, he's about to die. Zug de Gemara, the Malach Hamoves hovers above him, and Zug de Gemara, it's Mufusha Gemara, that the Malach Hamoves is mole einayim, full of eyes, thousands and thousands of eyes. That's what the Gemara says. That's all the Gemara says. Zug de Chassam Sefer, he means his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler. That sounds like this. When a person looks at something he's not meant to be looking at, he looks at a davasa, he looks at a woman, he's looking at a chelik of a woman that he shouldn't be looking at, whatever it may be, he creates at that moment an eye. And that eye gets attached to the Malach Hamoves. And Nebuch, when a person is sick, he sees this creature hovering above him with thousands of eyes. And these eyes were created by his Re'iyas Asuris, things that he shouldn't have been looking at. And he knows he created it, because the Chassam Sofer, B'Shem is Rebbe, the person starts to shake. So you start to realize, Shem Yerachim, those Re'iyas which I saw 10, 15, 20 years ago, if you were never masaking your eye from what you saw, those eyes remain on that creature of the Malach Hamoves until the day that you die. And that's not a gishmaka thing to go to Shemayim with. Mimela, a person has to think, not that, I saw it already, it's done, finished, who cares? Forget about avada, the distraction that can give you in learning and everything else. That we're not going into. Oh, but there's something there that for poil, physically, so to speak, is actually poil, and therefore zukum nasan out of a person not masaking his eye, it stays there. There's a certain connection. When a person looks at something, he becomes connected to that thing. Where do we find such a thing? Very interesting. Rabbi says there's a modiki gemara. There's a gemara in Kedushin Daf Pei. The Gemara brings over there certain Tanoim. I'm not going to go through the Ganze Gemara, but the Gemara brings certain Tanoim that used to laugh at Oiva Aveira. They probably used to laugh at the people that are Isaac and Arias and all these sorts of things. What are you doing it for? Stan, they were laughing at them. Like, what are you being doing in the Isaac and these Aveiras? They were laughing at them as if to say, ah, this is Gornish, this is nothing, Bechlau, what are you busy with it? And Lemaisa, the Rebbeinu wasn't happy. Why are you laughing at them? It's a big Nisoyan. Arias is a tremendous Nisoyan. We'll see later the Lashon from the Rambam of Arias is a tremendous Nisoyan. Why are you laughing? He wasn't happy. So Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a Nisoyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make them a Nisoyan, as I stated in the Gemara, to show these Tanoim. Don't laugh at people who are busy in Arias looking at the wrong thing. Don't laugh as if, ah, come on, what are you looking for? What's the big deal? Look away, who cares? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show them no. There's something more to it than that. It's difficult Nisoyan that a person has to overcome. And the Gemara says like this, that the Satan came, all our Peter Rabbeinu Shalom Sabbath, and the Satan dressed himself up like the most beautiful woman that ever existed on the planet Earth. Absolutely the most beautiful woman that ever existed. And the Satan came down to this world dressed up as this most beautiful woman to tempt the Tanoim. Until eventually, obviously, they weren't Mishal, but Abasco came out and to leave them alone, and that was it. And the Gemara explains to us that the Pshat was, he wanted to show them that, listen, Arias, Taiva, Noshim, this is a tremendous Nisayan. Don't laugh at other people. Fek the Ben Ishchai. Fek the Ben Yodah and Mozik Akash in the Gemara. Poshu Akasha. Why did the Satan have to come along and dress himself up, Ki'ilu, as a woman? Why just bring a woman? Just bring a woman. Just go and get the most beautiful woman there is in the world, bring her to the Beis Medrash, and then have a tender to learn that way. Well, he has to dress up like the most beautiful woman. And then Fek the Ben Ishchai and the Ben Yodah. So he answers this yisoid that we think. Zugdu ben Yehuda, tremendous yisoid. Because the point of the Nisoyin was not to be machshal them. It wasn't dafka that they should look at a woman. It was just to give them ki'ilu and akuda, a point, a bit of musa, don't laugh at other people. And if the Satan would have actually bought a real woman, they would have looked at a woman, they would have become connected to this woman. So Mimele, the Satan had to come along and dress himself up like a woman. So that so-called Dover, when they looked for whatever they looked at, it wasn't a connection. There's no connection there. Because there was no reason to connection. And we see where it's like claw, that when a person looks at a woman, again, we're not talking about looking meaning Shaloi B'Kavona, when he walks in the street and he happens to notice over there a woman, he doesn't look at her. That's not looking. We'll get to that door in a moment. We're talking about looking dafka, takes a second look, it looks even more, b'chule. A real estatus. Zut Chazal. There's a connection between your eye and that woman. What exactly is also? So the Gemara tells us in Brachas like this. The Gemara says, "Omer Rav Yitzchak Tefach beisha erva." One tefach of a woman is an erva. One tefach. In fact, the Gemara, for what? What do you mean one tefach beisha is an erva? What does that mean? You're not allowed to look at a tefach of a woman? What's the pshat? The Gemara we know tells us like this. The famous kasha, called a mistakel That if a person looks at the tiniest mokrim of her little finger, little pinky finger, it's ki'ilu you look at her most private part. So the Gemara says, you just told me before, tefach b'ishas and erva, you know, I have to look at the tefach of a woman. But you know, Chazal tell us somewhere else, we have a mufurisha Gemara. And if a person looks at the tiniest mokrim of a little pinky finger, you're really over there. Answers the Gemara in the Chanami, we're talking about for your own wife. For Krishma, Peshas Krishma, a person has to be careful, even his own wife is a Shaila, if a person is being Oisik and Divik Kedusha. The Achroini bring a famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, a Mestakel be'akvi shal isha, ki Mestakel be'is harechem. And if a person looks at the ankle, the heel, what is it already? The most exciting part of a woman, the zechenisht. Not exactly the most unbelievably beautiful part of a woman, but if a person looks at that part, talking about lahano, it's ki'inu you looked at her rechem, which obviously means her most private part. Which lemaisa, we have to understand what that means. Why is Chazal telling us in such a metaphor way that if you look at her ankle, what's the pshat? Look at the little pinky, tiny little thing over there. What's the pshat? There's a pshat I saw brought down in the swarm is as follows. That Chazal are trying to tell us the Yisoid. They're trying to tell us, even if you look at something so small, and not even the beautiful part of a woman, her ankle, what is it? Dries up skin over there, it's nothing. That has exactly the same din, as if you looked at her most private part. That's what Chazal are trying to convey to us. Now let me understand a little bit of the Makarei Dvarim. Let's understand again a little bit of where the Torah comes in to the Gabi Histaklus. So the Pasuk said, we read yesterday from the Chofetz Chaim, we read yesterday from Kami Gemara's that talk about this, but on Kaponim it says, which means on both sides, we said yesterday, it's not Musa. This is not a shkofa. This is real the halacha lemaisa. This is a pasuk in the Torah, which is pasuk in the Rambam, pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, and ever simchal of kofalos. So we have to understand what that means. The Gemara brings a wonderful Gemara. There's an amazing Gemara here in Avodah Zarah by the halachas of loisachoni. Loisachoni we know means that a person is not allowed to give certain things to goyim, whether it be presents, whether it be all sorts of praises, and all these sorts of things that we're not going into the shaila right now. So the Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof an interesting shaila. The Gemara says like this. Says the Gemara, "Domer Rav, also the Odom Shoyim Kamano Avodas Kachovim Zu." Person's not allowed to say, "Look at this guy! What a beautiful guy! What an amazing, very, very nice looking guy!" You're not allowed. But the Gemara may say, "Chabakasha." My said Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, "Shoyal Gabi Ma'al Baharabayis V'Avodas Kachovim Achas No B'Yosa." He saw the most beautiful goyish woman. Omer. Saw this beautiful woman, and he says, "Marabu Masecho Hashem." Ah, look, the Rebbei Yisraelim create such a beautiful thing. That's what he said. It's a Kavaldi Gazach. For Abba Bikiva, not only Rebbei Gamliel now. So the Gemara writes, even Rebbei Kiva, Rav, Eishes, this woman of this Russia, what did he do? Three things, says the Gemara. He spat, he laughed, and he cried. What's the pshat? So the Gemara, why did he cry? He cried because the Maisa she came from, sorry, he spat first. He spat because she originally came from a little seed, a little bit of nothing seed, a little bit of liquid. She came from that. And look at this beautiful woman. So he spat for that. He laughed. Why did he laugh? Because the Gemara says eventually she's going to become a Geyoris and he's going to marry her. So he laughed. And number three is he cried. Why did he cry? Because even this beautiful creature will eventually go down into the earth and nothing will happen of her more than anything else. Fact the Gemara Kasha, what happened to the halacha of Leishachonim? You're not allowed to praise goyim. And here this Rishim Gamliel, the Bekiva, they're busy praying goyim. Praising goyim, what's the pshat? So the Gemara says in Nachanami, they were praising the Rabbeinu Shlomo. They weren't praising the goy. They were saying that the Rabbeinu Shlomo made such a wonderful thing. That being the case, the Gemara continues with the Gavaldiga Kasha. Fact the Gemara, and this is obviously our Indian. Excuse me, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel looking at women? They're looking at women, how can they cast to say, wow, what a beautiful guy! What's the heck? Look at a woman. I don't understand, doesn't make any sense. What's going on? So the Pshat is Azai, Zuk the Gemara in Achanami, the Gemara brings a pasuk in the Shmata, we call Dover Ra, which already we see already now a different pasuk that the Torah gives, the Nishmata, we call Dover Ra, and the Gemara answers that they turned the corner. And as they turned the corner, it was so quick, they probably never told to look away. They immediately looked, they saw her, bang, that was it. As they state in the Gemara. But the Gemara brings again this pasuk. V'nishmaratim b'kol dover ra. So we have two pasukim. We have pasuk number one, it's a surah, we have pasuk number two, v'nishmaratim b'kol dover ra. which one is telling us what. So there seems to be a little bit of a machloikis here. The smack. The Sefer Mitzvahs Ktanos wants to taina that each pasuk is for something else. He says like this. The pasuk v'loishes shurach v'nevacham yachoneichem is to stop znus. Meaning, don't look at a woman so you won't come to be mezana with her. That's what he says, that pasuk. But the pasuk of nishbarat v'chol davara is for a whole different reason, and that's to prevent shikra zera levatola. That's what he says, the two psukim are coming to tell us. Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe has a different pshat. Rav Moshe learns that loishesurach v'nevacham yachoneichem is to stare at a woman the shame znus. A person wants to be mezana with her, and you look at this woman as a znustic look. And that's Yerg Val Yava. That's Mamash Yerg Val Yava. Then Shaila Bechatz, Mamash Shaila from Znus. As I Yisuk Moshe. Abba Zuk Moshe, the Apostle Nishmat, because Dovarah is telling us a simple looking. A simple looking. Just looking at a woman, not for Znus. That already can eventually cause Sheikh Hazer Levatola, even if it won't be that night, maybe another night. And therefore, Moshe says, that's about the Shaila from the Reisa. About it, we're dealing with the Reisa over here. The made a person has to be careful over that. Now, Stamazoy, but there are Agav, it's good to mention. What is the nafkamina between these two reasons? So nafkamina would be the fear of Moshe that nishmartem mechol davara. If the whole problem is because shivah zera levatola, it doesn't apply to women, right? And it's a very again. I'll give you an example, right? Without going into too much detail because this is not our subject. Some it's interesting. A fellow calls me up one time. His wife is a lifeguard in a swimming pool, and whatever the matzah was, I'm not going into the shayla too much. His wife got an opportunity to become a very very high position of a lifeguard, very well paid. In a swimming pool where there's men, not normally when there's men's hours, there's men lifeguards, women's hours, women's, oh, but we're not going into the shayla. The mice of the shayla was, can she or can she not be a lifeguard for men? That was the shayla, I think it was also mixed, whatever. Now the shayla is, do women have a tzivoy also on this shayla as well? So Kondra Moshe, the Pasuk of Nishmatim, called over Roz, only a shekha zel of a tonne. Since that doesn't apply to women, but maybe there's no shayla. But she'engin lefi the shayla of loisha surach v'nevalchem yachrei neichem lefi of Moshe does apply to women as well. And this, by the way, again, we're saying this for Derech Agav, is the whole shayla with a mechitza in a shul. What's the shayla mechitza in a shul? What's the shayla? So again, this is the Yaduah, the Kirei that everybody knows, but again, it's interesting, it's mamash a little bit of our inyan. Rav Moshe learns, what is a mechitza? A mechitza is not to stop histaklus. If you are sick and you can't prevent yourself from looking behind at all the women in the shul, so go get yourself good glasses. Go get yourself good sunglasses. But that's not the point of the shul. That's not the point of the rabbi of the shul. That's not the president of the shul's fault. That's your fault. A mechitza zug with Moshe is not to stop istaklus. What's a mechitza zug with Moshe? Push it! To stop mingling. Kalas Rosh. Make it separate. That's all. So the main of that's to occur by with Moshe held, the mechitza doesn't have to go from the floor all the way to the ceiling. And it doesn't have to be so frosted glass with curtains and a gantamaisa. Why? Because again, it's not to stop this darkness. It's possible to stop the intermingling and the kalus roish. Kriya dua. What happened when Ramosha came out in this tshuva was the Satmars went crazy. Because the Satmarov came out and he said, absolutely not. A mechitza is bad day to stop his darkness. They bring a chasam sofa, which we're not going into right now, that the men are not meant to see the women. Oba, there's no problem with women seeing the men. The Satmar Rav has no problem bichlal with the mechitza. What they have in most shuls, a lot of good shuls, is they'll have a glass that men can't see the women because it's blackened on that side, but the women can see the men. So the Satmar Rav and Echanami held that the mechitza was for the men not to see the women, but there was no problem with women seeing the men. Came along the map, this part most people don't know. So we have a machlokes of Moshe and the Satmar Rav. Came along the machmirim and wanted to be even more machmir than the Satmar Rav. What's the makar? They wonder the time that they have of a furish gemara in brachas. There's a gemara in brachas that talks about, again, without going into the inyan, the story of Shaul HaMelech. When Shaul HaMelech, right before he became king, he was looking around for a certain animal, whatever it was, and he bumped into a woman. The gemara brings over there very into Santa Maisa. This woman starts talking to Shaul HaMelech. Psukim after psukim after psukim after psukim. And you look at the psukim, what are they? Narishkeit. Nothing. Fred the gemara kasha b'chol kach lava. What are you talking so much to Shaul HaMelech? What's he talking to her? Gemara brings three answers. Answer number one. Moshe Dibani is saying, what can you do with the Gemara in Kedushin? That we know that 10 parts of talking came down to the belt, 9 of them went to the women, 1 to the men. So maybe she was talking, obviously, to be yoked to the sheet of the Gemara, she was talking a lot. Beseda. The second reason. Kedelis takel b'yoybi shal Shaul. She wanted to delay time, wanted to talk more to Shaul HaMelech. Right? He was taller, the Gemara brings down, than anybody else. The manager was trying to stall for time. Now it's interesting. We'll stop here for a moment before we get to the third answer. There's the Yalkut Shmoini. The Medrash brings down, Yalkut Shmoini adds in one line that we don't have in our Gemara in Brachos. And from this line of the Yalkut Shmoini, the Machmirim wanted a Taina against the Satmirov. What was this one line? The line when it says over there, Kedidis Taka, B'nai Yovishon Shoyol, Sot the Yalkut Shmoini, V'chi B'nai Yisrael, Zaynesi. Are the women of Israel, are the Yiddish girls, are the Zaynes? Right? And maybe there's a problem with them looking at women. That's why the Yalkut Shmoini said the Gemara brings the third answer. What's the third answer? Because we know that the kings can't overlap, and therefore it wasn't exactly the first few seconds. She needed 17 more seconds in order for him to become the Melech. She had to delay 17 seconds. The Seder came along the Machmirim and they say, hey, we found them a first Medrash, Yalkut Shmoini, that brings down that if a woman stares at a man, it's a Shaila from Zos. Maybe they wanted a time that a Machitza is not only for the men to look at the women, but the women are not allowed to look at the men. Look, the Samarav, what are you talking about? The Gemara initially says, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say the lines of the Yalkut Shmoini, and therefore, obviously, the Gemara did not hold of that Nakuda. Now, let me get invited. That's done, but there, I got to know that in you. Open up Rabbi Yisrael Shulchan Aruch. No, you open up a Shulchan Aruch again. Everybody until now is thinking we're dealing with a Musa Shia, a Skopa Shia. Nishtah Zay. You look at the Gemara, it's a wonderful Gemara. You look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorich Odom Yisrachei Ma'anoshim, Ma'oid, Ma'oid. How many times do we find this in the Shulchan Aruch? Very, very few. You find the Epsilon by Shoichad, the Torah brings it in Yerideirish from Testagam Hilchus Tzaka. We're not going to answer now what are the different times that we say it. Oh, but very, very few times in Shulchan Aruch does it say Ma'oid, Ma'oid. Ma'oid means Ma'oid, Ma'oid is the pshat there. If you would have said one Ma'oid, nah, you wouldn't have listened anyway. Ma'oid, Ma'oid! Oh, now I'm going to listen. No, Ma'oid, Ma'oid. Zug the Bach. What's pshat Ma'oid, Ma'oid? As I fake the Bach. Zug the Bach. These are things that a person desires more, and the male person has to be marching for them. That's what the Bach says. Zug the Aruga Sabayisim pshat. That these are things that the Ribbono Shel Olam hates. We're dealing with very serious things over here. Either a person has tremendous tigers for them, or it's something that the Ribbono Shel Olam hates. The Mela Halacha is that we have to give you more of a Zahiris for this Bechlal. The Bishmuel brings a Rambam. He brings over here the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein l'cho dover shekosher l'roi b'nei Odom, lifvei shemenu yoisim in Arayis. There is nothing harder for a person to distance himself from Arayis. We know, Kiyodu, everybody remember seeing the Hakdoma to the Orach HaSadikim. In the Hakdoma of the Orach HaSadikim, he brings a wonderful thing. He says over there, because obviously Orach HaSadikim is full of all the midas that a person is meant to be acting. The Orach HaSadikim writes that in every midah, there's always a middle path. There's always a middle path. That means there's always something that a Be'erach a person is meant to take, except for a few things. And he writes that every midah is like a spice. Salt, pepper, all these sorts of things. You need a little bit, but not too much. Little bit, but not too much. Oh, but there are certain things, Zug Doruch HaSadikim, a person should never ever come anywhere near and doesn't need anything b'chol. One of them is Gaiva, for example. The other one is Noshim. There's no middle way. There's no, a little bit, but don't get too far. Right? Something that we'll speak about Be'ez Hashem a little bit later. The Chinuch, wonderful Noshim from the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, a lot of people tie to me, nah, it's not such a problem for me. I'm used to it, I'm immune to it, doesn't bother me, I don't get affected by it. Zug de chinuch shaharba omru kein v'nichshalu. How many people said it's not a gerah to me? And yet they stumbled. Ki yadu the maisa with Rebbe Lofyan. Rebbe Lofyan once came to Rebbe Lofyan, he said, Rebbe Chobah Chasana in Tel Aviv, can I go? He said, Chasana in Tel Aviv? Shem Yerachim, how are you going to get there, Poshut? How are you going to get there without a blindfold? She says, Rebbe, don't worry. I don't have problems with these things. I don't have problems with these things. She said, oh, really? Sure. Do me a favor. Take down this number. Write down this number. And call this person. Oh, weird. Okay, I'm scared to do it. So you do it. Take down the number. Calls up. Calls up the machine. He said, Rebbe, weird. Every time I call this number, it's all that doctor's surgery. But she doesn't understand. What's He said, you told me that it doesn't affect you. It doesn't bother you. He said, I'm 90 years old. I'm blind in one eye. I don't see anything. And it bothers me. But you, it doesn't bother. You must be crazy. Send it to a doctor. Send it to a doctor. Right? They bring down for one of the Gedolim. I don't remember who it was. Maybe Yevchim Michal. Whatever, one of the big Gedolim in Bnei Brak, that he said the happiest day of his life was when he became partially blind in his eyes. Partially because he always wanted to go and visit, I think his mother it was, an elderly mother that he had in the area, and he partially couldn't go. Partially couldn't walk on the street. Partially could not walk on the street. He suddenly became a little bit blind in his eyes. He couldn't see so much. That was the happiest day in his life. He had no problem anymore over there. The Shulchan Aruch tells to look at the clothing of a woman. Asa. But asa listaka b'noshah omiz ala kvisa, that's obviously talking about them themselves. But asa listaka b'bigdei tzivayim shel isha. If you know that a woman lives in a certain place and she's hanging out her washing, to look at the clothing is an issa in Shulchan Aruch. Agdei kach, why? Because Chazal knew that if a person looks at these things, who knows what a person can come to eventually. Now, Rabbi, I want to finish with one last thing. It's as follows. We'll have to continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, late. But I want to finish one last thing. A study that we did a few weeks ago, Rivka was pregnant. She had two babies in front of her. She had two babies inside her. Every time she went past the Avodah Zarah house, one starts kicking. Every time she went past the Beis Medrash, starts kicking. What's going on today? It's a weird, messed up child. Doesn't know if it wants Avodah Zarah. Doesn't know if it wants. Tell you what's the pshat. So the Maaseh, we know everyone knows the Matzav. Also, Yeruchim, Shkirch of the Me, Moedikashayla. He asks, doesn't understand. How do they know what was going on? They were inside the stomach. Did they have any idea what was going on? Well, they could see out the stomach, they couldn't know, oh, here's Abu Dazor, here's a Shul. How do they know? Poshkashayla. How did they know what was going on outside the stomach? So he answers Rabbi Say a very, very scary answer. It's mamish directly in the Kuda, exactly what we're discussing. And the answer is like this. He said that they had a compass. Using the Russian compass. They had a compass inside them. This compass, as we know, when a person takes a compass and he puts it in any place that he goes, so there's a magnet in there, and this magnet will always direct you to where you need to go. Always tell you what's north, what's south, what's west, behold. The magnet's programmed that way. Anywhere you stand will always go that way. So he said inside Yaakov and Esav was a magnet. It was programmed that way. The essence of them was programmed, that Esav was programmed in a way that when he went near Avodah Zarah, the magnet Pasha went in and he chap Avodah Zarah and he wanted to come out. Yaakov was programmed with a compass that was Kulei Torah, Kulei Tefillah, and Memela. When he went past the Beis Medrash, Pasha, the magnet Pasha went crazy. Really, he chap, this was a Beis Medrash. And then he continues, Zuk Rabbi Yeruchim Moedik Azach. Every person has a magnet. Every person is fitted with this magnet that's programmed according to him. And Zuk Rabbi Yeruchim, this magnet pulls you according to your essence. Zuk Rabbi Yeruchim like this, that if a person finds himself being pulled like a magnet, whether it to be, and he's talked about Sastakas Benoshim and other things as well, so you should realize that's what seems to be inside its essence, it's programmed inside it. If you don't get rid of it and you don't work on it, the magnet's going to get stronger and stronger, and it's going to be something that becomes a second nature to you. Like a magnet turns to the right direction, like it's programmed, a person will eventually, if he doesn't work on these things, become like a magnet and become automatically attracted to every time he sees a woman. What's going to end up in the end? Rabbi Yisrael Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will try to finish up some of the rewards, some of the eitzes, and some of the Divrei Chazal, the Gabbai Dizinyon, and Be'ez Hashem, join us tomorrow.